welcome back to Grandma's Basement. I am your host, Sloan Brettholz. Today we have with us friend, beauty, I don't know what to say. She's a Polynesian princess, Samantha Funk. How are you, my love?
Oh, my Sloaney baloney. I'm even better now to be in your virtual presence.
Oh my gosh. I mean, in this day and age, I could not even tell that you're far away from me. No.
Truly.
Yeah. Well, how are you? What's going on in old Indiana?
Oh, good old Indiana, you know. Yeah. Well, it just started this week. Thank God, finally. It's warm again. So, yeah, it's so crazy. Like, I didn't realize how much I love, like, walking outside to music with sunshine. Like, I swear it just completely changed my whole week around. So that's been, like, the delight of my life, honestly.
You getting some serotonin up in there?
Getting vitamin D in my skin again.
Vitamin D in my skin, yeah. Ooh, I can't wait. I recently moved. I have two outdoor spaces.
Oh my gosh, like that's right. Yes.
And I have a rooftop, and I cannot wait. I went up there once so far, but it was too cold and I like had to go inside, but I was just like, I can't wait.
Especially
during COVID, because it's like, this is a safe outdoor spot that I could have people with. We could still wear masks, we could still be safe. I think it's fantastic.
No, I think that's perfect. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I'm really excited.
I'm just inviting myself over to it.
I mean, obviously, like, you're welcome. Like, I honestly, Sam, if I could teleport you here like McNow, I would. So, like,
dear scientists,
please hurry up teleportation so Sam Funk and I can hang out.
Please, God, honestly.
XOXO, white lady in New York. Signed and sent.
Signed, Dan Humphries.
Dan, who's Dan Humphries?
Oh my gosh. Penn Bagley and Gossip Girl.
I never watched Gossip Girl.
Oh, okay. I will say, just because, you know, this just came up, I never watched it as, like, religiously as my friends, but because growing up, my friends watched it so religiously, I would, like, watch it with them. So I, like, knew what was on the up and up with Gossip Girl. But, do you know the premise with Gossip Girl, how there was, like...
All I know is that because I once lived on the Upper East Side, everyone who came over would be like, oh my God, you're on the Upper East Side. You're like Gossip Girl. And I know is that it's a bunch of like hot 30-year-olds pretending to be teenagers in high school and having a lot of dope sex and scandal.
Yes.
I heard it's quite the scandal. And they're just super rich and manipulative. That's all I've kind of taken away from Gossip Girl.
Yes.
And I have watched an episode or two, like the first two. I know you can't really judge a show by the first two episodes.
Right.
But I watched it and I said, not for me, but
oh,
that's okay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I'm just not... I'm not a... You know those, like, Secret Life of American Teenager, Pretty Little Liars. Like, I watched it, but then I was like, this is personal, you know, views. Uh-huh. I could not tolerate it. I was like, this is so dramatic.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, it's just too much.
All love. All peace and love. Peace and love to everyone. I know, like... I wish I could get into that. Like, I know you love all the Smallville and One Tree Hill, a lot of ills.
But you know what? I will say, like, what you're saying, I feel like, okay, I feel like the shows, okay, basically, we're talking about, like, all CW teen dramas, essentially.
Yes, yes.
Like, CW, ABC Family, when it was ABC Family.
There's a demographic they're going for, and they're dominating it, and it's great.
I just feel like, so whatever the, I liked a very specific, like, old age of, like, teen dramas, the Smallvilles, the One Tree Hills, yes. even like yes. the OC. Like that was mm-hmm. my jam. And then the new age, that was kind of like the 2000s era.
Early 2000s.
Yes. And then
2005-ish
like, yes,
era.
Yes. Let's pin it to, like 2005. Mm-hmm. But then like the age after that of like the Pretty Little Liars, mm-hmm. Secret Life of the American Teenager, I was into for like maybe the first season, and then it just got like too whack attack.
I do admit I did watch that show for two, I think, into the third season, but then it got too, I was
it got
like,
way
what is
too
happening?
Wacko. Yeah.
It was just there's also a TikTok of it's that one of like show me like the best acting that doesn't look like acting. It's the guy and it's I guess it's like the Olympian.
Yes.
She's like an Olympian, right? She's
Sean
a guest
Johnson.
Star.
Sean Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, like we should go out sometime. She's like, maybe. Oh no. And he does this like weird dance move. And I just remember, like, oh, my God, that show was a little cringe. And I'm also, speaking of cringe, I'm sort of rewatching Glee.
Oh, wow.
You guys. from a 2021 lens, it's awful. Like, some of it, I'm like, they were allowed to put this on TV.
Interesting.
Like, they're allowed to say that stuff? Like, what? It's crazy.
I've been thinking I do want to go back and watch Glee just because I feel mm-hmm. like, well, first of all, it's just so crazy to me to think about like it's so crazy sad that like mm-hmm. three of them are just not around anymore. You know?
That really blows my mind.
It freaks me out.
I don't know. I don't want to say it's a conspiracy. I don't want to say it. But it is.
It's
and
no, it's like have you heard of like people and I feel the same way when people talk about like there's this Glee curse.
I don't know about the Glee curse.
So okay, so basically the Glee curse, it's wrapped up in like, okay, obviously the Cory Monty thing.
Uh-huh.
The thing with He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Mm-hmm,
obviously, like, Sweet Angel Naira Vera. But then, R.I.P. But then another part of it is, like, so many other people in the cast had, like, I think especially with, like, because I stopped watching Glee when they had all those, like, new people come on. So I feel like I don't even know who they are.
See, I watched the Glee Project.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was watching
okay.
it for those new people.
There
That's
you
what
go.
Got me through the, like, the... season 5-6. Yeah. I was like, well, I mean, I liked them on the reality show, so I guess I'm going to watch it for them.
Right.
I sort of totally dropped off once they moved to New York. I was
that
like,
was same.
No. Once they graduated, I was like, it is no longer the same show.
I like, think for
make
me.
Make it a new show.
Same. It was like they won nationals and then mm-hmm. graduated and then
you guys nationals is tomorrow
nationals.
I used to scream that. Do you remember I used to scream that in school? Just like walk into people's rooms and be like, you guys, nationals is tomorrow, what are we gonna do? It's my favorite
so
thing to shout. It's so good.
That's so funny. And it's so I feel like anyone should know that's like a Glee reference because I don't know where else you would think that was from.
Yeah.
So, but yeah,
bunch of idiots not knowing what Glee is.
Right. They just weren't there for the Glee times. You had to be there.
You
had to be there.
I got a case of the Gleaver fever. Ooh, I don't know.
Ooh, there it is.
That's yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
But yeah, so many of the, just so many things that have happened to that cast is like, mm-hmm. like, I think a lot of, there's been stories of like the newer cast members. Like, I think one of the girls, who I think she's like Supergirl now on the CW. I can't even remember what her name was, but she was like, during that time, she was like a victim of like domestic violence. There's another girl who's like boyfriend, like got killed or died or something.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's just so many little things. It's so many little things like that people say there's like this Glee curse, which I you know, again, I hate to like, I'm not saying like,
no, that's what this podcast, you know, we're talking about stuff.
Yeah,
which
I just stuff. I definitely think it's just like, wow, it's like just very interesting to like put all those things
together. And it's not anything new. Do you know about the curses of the Poltergeist set?
Oh, I think I have like briefly heard about this.
Yeah, and also The Exorcist. Like things went wrong in the Poltergeist. It was interesting because it reminds me a little bit of Glee, because the poor, I mean, she was murdered by her boyfriend, but this older sister in the movie, that was her, the thing that happened to her. And then the little girl, I believe, got diagnosed with a terminal illness.
What
and
the it was heck? Like,
it was one on top of the other. Right. And it was, some people say it's because they, I don't know if you, have you seen Poltergeist, correct?
I've seen parts of it. I've never watched it all the way through.
Well, it doesn't really spoil anything, but
no, it's fine.
There's a pool, a muddy pool full of dead corpses.
Ooh.
And some people say that those skeleton corpses were actual people, not props. So that is the little theory behind that. And
interesting.
The Exorcist is just like, that's demon stuff. Like that.
That, right.
Yeah,
right.
We don't mess with that.
Right.
So, so it's not anything new of having
creepy.
Like a cursed set show
experience.
Movie kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very gross and weird.
Pretty gross. I know. I don't know if you watch Supernatural, but there was a episode where
Supernatural.
They were like, "R.I.P.
R.I.P. Man.
Oh my gosh. What was it like? 15, 16
Dude,
seasons.
Dude, it was enough that it's like that's a show that I'm like, I know I would be in love with this show, but it's just too far gone. I cannot jump on this train now.
See, I started watching it. And up until like season 5 or 6, and then I was off the train, but my dad stayed strong and he watched every single episode. It's like one of his favorite shows. I don't know if I would. Yeah, I don't know if I would get into it again.
You know,
it's a good concept.
Yes.
I love the two actors. So like I would basically watch for Dean and Sam.
Of course. Jared and Jensen. Yes.
Oh my God. They're so hot.
They are
it's
so
like ridiculous.
I know. They're everything.
Yeah. But they did an episode of that sort of like cursed set. And it was because they were doing like devil-y things, and the person that was like set dressing like used actual artifact, like it was like, oh, but it looks like it's really good, but that
interesting
that was it was a good episode. Yeah,
okay, now I'll have to like keep an eye out. Like I feel like that's always a show that like when you're on a flight and you're like, I need to watch something, and you flip through like whatever the airplane channels are, and you're like, oh, I guess I'll watch Supernatural. Like, fine.
Oh, I guess.
I think
some episodes you can watch just on their own.
Yeah.
And you could just look up like you could look up what happens. Like my dad basically filled me in on the series finale because I was curious. And I only watched the first 6 seasons.
Okay.
And I understood everything.
Oh,
that he
wow.
was
okay.
I was like, oh, that person, cool.
Right.
Like, I know who that is. So, you know, and through memes and like internet
and
stuff.
Sure.
I pieced it together. But it was, you know, it was a good, for the fans, it was a good.
Right.
Ending, so,
that's also so funny to me, Sloan, that you mentioned like your dad with Supernatural, because whenever I'm talking about Supernatural, my dad is the one who's like, you'd really like it.
I really
have to get into
it.
Like, I love Supernatural. Like, Supernatural has something over dads.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that is the Supernatural aspect of the show.
Right?
It's just, they gravitate towards it.
It's like, you think the demographic is for teen girls? No, it's for your dads.
Yeah. You're wrong if you think young people would like this show. Truly. It is for men over 45.
Exactly.
That's what it is. Straight cis men under 45.
Exactly.
Over 45, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, but let's take a little break, and we're going to get back and talk about our little topic that is
Woo-hoo!
Celebritown.
Can't wait.
Alrighty. Back and we are talking about celebrities. That was my camera noises.
No pictures.
If you were curious about it when I was doing. So, Sime.
Oh, my Sloane.
Sloane. Celebrities.
Yes.
I've always wanted to be one, but I think I'm slowly not wanting it.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't. First of all, before
yes.
we get into it.
Yeah.
I mean, do we want to. I don't know if we need a definition for celebrity. But
oh my
gosh. I don't
gosh.
Know if you want to give your opinion, your baseline opinion on celebrity.
That is.
What does it take to be one? I mean, like, hot. I don't see any unattractive celebrities.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I feel like it's truly evolved with I think especially I guess you could say just social media as a whole. Like mm-hmm. I think people themselves are so much more accessible. I think as people we have the accessibility to interact with so many more people and give more people like these platforms that I feel like now in 2021, I feel like it's truly so, I don't want to say it's so easy to become, you know, famous or go viral, mm-hmm. but I just feel yeah. like there's so many avenues now that like,
mm-hmm. I feel everyone is, has access to their 15 minutes.
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
But I feel that 15 minutes has turned into 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Quite
literally. Yeah.
And I think it's, I don't know, I it's different. Like, I feel celebrity has changed so much, like you were saying, of, like, I think back to thinking about celebrities, like, in the 1920s and, like,
oh my gosh.
The 1960s mm-hmm. and, like, what, I don't know, like, what do you think celebrity used to be? Like, what could we say celebrity used to be?
I think
it was only, like, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no,
like,
no, you're fine.
I think it's only, like, okay, it was people that were in movies.
Yes.
Musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of it.
That's it. Even if you were on a TV show, it was, like, mm-hmm. looked kind of down upon.
Yeah,
you know,
it was like, oh, you're doing TV.
Yeah.
Just recently, I feel yeah. in the last 5 to 7 years, it's been the flip.
Yes.
Of, oh, you're on a Netflix show.
Exactly.
That's not even on actual cable.
Yes.
Like, you know, and
right.
it's crazy. And now it's like, I don't know. It's like, I watch all those YouTube drama channels because I'm trash. And, I'm always learning about, like, these new quote-unquote celebrities because, like, they're TikTok stars, basically.
Yes, right.
And I'm like, who is that person? They're like, well, Joelstein, Barinholtz did, I don't know. That was, I made up that name.
I love it.
You know, is cheating on his girlfriend. And I'm like, who is that person? And,
right.
Like, I'm supposed to know who that person is?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's like, we're going to get into whatever territory maybe of this, but like.
Of course.
It's like, I don't want to be a celebrity because it's like they can't do or say anything without getting absolutely freaking ripped apart.
Yes. You know? Oh, yeah, totally.
And I agree. Don't be hateful. Don't be rude. Don't be a racist. Don't be a misogynist. Like, of course. That of course. Is a checklist. Don't yeah. fucking cross that line. Don't be an asshole.
Right.
But I don't know. I guess, especially, I guess, as someone who claims to be a comedian, I get a little worried. Maybe it's like, oh, well, I don't know. I made fun of a water bottle and someone's like, hey, that's my water bottle. Like, I don't appreciate that. I don't know. I've been talking about it in therapy of how I'm navigating this world. But
no, you know who I feel like she kind of always talks about this? I've always really liked her a lot, but I feel like through quarantine, I'm like, oh my gosh, Whitney Cummings, save me.
Are you into her podcast? I have not listened to her podcast. She had Trixie Mattel on recently, yes, and that's yes. on my list on YouTube yes. to watch. I don't know. She's not my favorite comedian, but I haven't really given her a chance on yeah. that podcast. Have you? You're saying you've listened to it?
I've listened to. She's had some really good ones. Like she had. I can't even believe she had Amanda Knox on like recently, which was crazy.
Who was Amanda Knox?
She was the.
I feel dumb. No. I'm like. Our topic is celebrity. Who is that person? Probably a really well-known
guess
person.
Guess this celebrity. If you remember, she was the girl who, in Italy, she was a foreign exchange student from America, and her roommate, who was from London, got killed in their apartment.
Yes.
And then she was, like, put in jail mm-hmm. for, mm-hmm. you know, like, being convicted
her
of
and the
killing
boyfriend,
her.
Right?
Yeah.
Her boyfriend. Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
But, like, she was innocent. It's, mm-hmm. It was just, like, a huge... Basically, I think what made the story so huge is just the Italian media just basically being like, she's an American slut, and she is obsessed with sex. Like, it was just, like, a crazier story than, like, it yeah. probably should have been. She had her on, but she recently had just been talking about, like, oh, I know, like, any second I could even be, like, canceled for something, like, yeah. so far into my past that mm-hmm. was clearly something then I was so ignorant to, but, mm-hmm. you know. I thought it was interesting her talking about, like, oh, I just know it could happen, like, any day if mm-hmm. and I would have no control about it.
Yeah, and... accountability, I believe everyone should be accountable. Like, I'm not saying that we shouldn't hold people accountable
of
to
course.
Things that they say wrong, but
right.
I'm also, how can we learn to grow if we can't learn from our mistakes? But yeah. that's where I'll leave it.
Of course.
I've kind of been less, like, I don't know, because I guess it is so easy to do it now.
I think nowadays it's like you can social media, TikTok, all these, I feel like reality TV is such a big mm-hmm. thing that, like, you know, you could literally just sign up for and, oh, cool, you're on a season of Are You the One? Like, yeah. you know, yeah. like something like
Listen,
that.
Listen, I'm still waiting for my call. So, Are You the One? Please call me back.
I'm still
also
waiting.
Also Love Island. Please call me back. Thank you.
Still waiting for my perfect match.
Yeah. Oh my god. It'll be a while for me. Anyway. But, no, I'm also like reality stars are now celebrities.
Yes.
Which like,
that too. Right.
Right. I like. Prime example, Kardashians, like, they
oh my gosh.
Literally are famous for being rich.
Right.
And knowing the right people.
Right, right.
I mean, also, Miss Kim had a little foreign film out.
A little, right. Listen, that was a great investment.
But yeah, I don't know. Have you gone viral? My cat's gone viral.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I feel like there's been a few times on Twitter where, like, mm-hmm. like, basically, it's only...
If I get more than three hearts, I think I'm actually famous. I think I'm... So, like... like, oh my God, I related to it. That's why I reacted to it so fast. I was like, oh my God, you posted a video of me getting more than like 20 likes on TikTok.
Yes.
Is this what it's like to be famous?
Honestly.
I lost it. It was so accurate.
On TikTok. It was very accurate. That's what it feels like on TikTok. It's like, and especially cause I'm still so new to TikTok mm-hmm. that it's like when that happened, I was like, oh my gosh, the fame.
Yeah, and I have a theory that because when I started TikTok early in the pandemic, my like third or second one got all very far. I was like, uh-huh. oh my gosh. But then after that, it kept being like 10, 5.
Right, right. 3.
Like, and I was like, is this a tactic of TikTok? To get you hooked.
Oh.
To be like, all right, your first, third one.
It definitely.
We'll put that on the For You page. A lot right. of people will see it. And then you'll be like, oh, people really like my stuff. And like,
yep.
I remember I had TikTok since before the pandemic. Uh-huh. I didn't use it a lot, but I did post and I got 0 views. I got 0 likes. And I had that video up for months.
Right.
And it was just me dressed up as a ghost just running across
screen. Think I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I caught a ghost on real life. Yeah. it was funny to me, but no one else did. So I was like, what? And then I posted, Grant, and this goes back to if you're hot, I was wearing like a bathrobe. My juicy titties were out a little bit. So I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, and that went viral-ish. Like, I got, like, 1,000
likes.
That is
so, right.
I know
right.
that's nowhere close to being viral, but for me, that
no,
is viral.
No, totally, of course.
And then after that, when I was doing, like, comedy stuff, mm-hmm. wasn't getting anything. And I was like, damn, I just gotta whip my boobies
yeah,
out every time.
Yeah, apparently, hopefully. Right? Truly.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a question for you.
Can't wait.
Well, not really a question, uh-huh. but more of a... Free Britney.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
The documentary, did you watch it?
I did. Like
me as well.
As soon as I could.
Yeah. It was, to be fair, it wasn't a really good documentary. Like
wait, you didn't think it was?
I don't like the people that they interviewed.
Okay.
Like the two girls with the podcast, like, okay. The guy, the paparazzi guy that, like, got that famous shot.
Yeah,
like, okay.
Right.
But, like, I don't know. I know she can't really talk
yeah.
for herself. But, like, I wanted, like,
well,
where's Jamie Lynn? Like, I want family. Like, let's go.
You know,
like, I thought they could have gone deeper. But.
You know what I do think is interesting? Well, okay. I think I have, like, two kind of, like, reply comments to what you just said.
Go for it.
So first of all, I think this documentary, the whole Free Britney movement, first of all, mm-hmm. I think this easily could be like a 6-part docuseries if they wanted
yes.
it to be. Mm-hmm. It easily could be. However, I think the purpose of that documentary was let's just frame everything we can in an hour and a half for one viewing period because we just need to get the facts out there to help her,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, yeah. I think that was the purpose of that documentary was we need to lay it all out in one sitting. Mm-hmm. It needs
yeah.
to get out into, like, a bigger public viewing spectrum.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
To help her with this. Mm-hmm. I also think, which this is just so interesting to me, and like mm-hmm. I think, like I guess I've always kind of known about this, but through mm-hmm. whatever quarantine and stuff, I've been really just like my world has just been opened up to like, and what we're talking about, it's like perfect for it, but like mm-hmm. the world that is celebrity, like everything. is staged. Like, there's there's like things going, like, I'm all about like Easter eggs and like things people, you know, just stuff like that, like, always interests me, whether it's true or not. I just think things are so interesting, and I feel like things always have a reason in pop culture and celebrity and stuff. So I read this really interesting Twitter theory. Okay, so I don't know if, I think they kind of showed it in the documentary, but if you go on Britney's Instagram, she keeps talking about this Project Rose.
Yeah, they talked about it in the documentary, and behind all of the interviewers were a wall of roses.
So people think that, because for those who may be listening who like don't know what we're talking about, basically Britney's Instagram as a whole, people speculate if she is hiding Easter eggs, that she needs help, just different Easter eggs about what's going on in her life. I know
the yellow, right? And the yellow shirt. Someone asked her to wear a yellow shirt next time if she need help, and she did.
But she has this thing on there where she keeps posting pictures of roses. She keeps using rose emojis, and then she said on her Instagram, like, oh, this is just a photo project I want to do on my Instagram of just things with roses, whatever. So then when people pointed out, oh my gosh, every single person they're interviewing on this documentary, the whole background is like a rose motif. Like,
yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. So people are wondering, like, what if she's somehow... I don't know if she could have the accessibility to do this, but people wonder if she is anonymously involved in the creation of Framing Britney Spears, the documentary.
Interesting.
And that's what, and that's an Easter egg with the roses behind them. Interesting. Yeah. I just think it's a really interesting theory, because it's like, I mean, that could be plausible, but like, who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I go back and forth especially when it comes to like conspiracy theories, because at the end of the day, it is just a conspiracy theory. I swear,
like, there's so many. There's so many, like, celebrities that are so interesting to me, because they have so many, like, mysterious things like these about them, where it's like, oh my gosh, like, this could be so plausible, but is it? And that makes it, that makes them, like, so mysterious, I think. I think at the end of the day, it's just fun, you know? Like... Because, like, again, it's, like, the thing, I know in one of your last episodes, obviously, you talked a lot about that Cecil Hotel. Yes,
referring to the pod! Right? Referring to the pod!
In the true crime episode, you guys talked about that Cecil Hotel documentary, which I know is very much focused around, like, basically, these conspiracy theorists just, like, want to be right about... having the you know, like, having your original thoughts and like inklings basically proven, and that just all it just kind of like all ties together. It's just interesting. That's all.
No, it is, and I agree. I think it it's sort of like our America's version of royalty. I know this is how our friendship truly blossomed, is that we watched the royal wedding together Meghan Markle. And it felt very like we were watching an award show at 4 a.m.
Exactly.
Or 5 a.m.
Truly.
But, and I think it's truly, they're fascinating because they have lives that we couldn't even fathom.
Right.
And I don't know. And I think that's when it's like, when since we're talking about Britney, I just feel bad.
Yeah. Like,
especially when they're talking about, they interviewed that one paparazzi that got that famous photo of her hitting the car with the umbrella. And about how we all joked about it. I joked about it. Yep. I'll admit it. Yeah. It goes back to, like, it was back when mental illness and it was laughed at. Like, yep. It was, you know, it wasn't even taken into consideration.
It's basically you're crazy and psycho.
Yeah. And it's like they weren't even human to us. Mm-hmm. Like in the early 2000s, it was like they're not people. They are animals in a zoo and you go to watch them and dance.
Yes. We will build them up to we will build them up to suck them dry, basically.
Yes. You yes. know? Yeah. And I think the older I get, and I think that's why I'm so like, oh no, I don't want that.
I don't,
It's just, I feel so bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, as much as they're mysterious, they also, you know everything about them.
Yeah.
Like pretty much. And I don't know if I could handle like someone coming up to me and being like, oh my God, like your cousin Erica. And I'm like, how do you know her? Like what? Like, what? Even when I get introduced to a mutual friend, I get freaked out. I'm like, who? You know her? What's going on?
Right, I don't know. Right. I don't like it. So funny.
Have you ever met? I know you've met some celebrities. And I must identify you with, like, a celebrity magnet. Because you meet everyone. I feel you meet everyone, Sam. And I think it's the coolest thing ever.
You are hilarious.
And I have a feeling, I always have this feeling, that you're going to be the next Chrissy Teigen.
Oh,
you're
my
gonna
gosh.
Marry, you're going to marry a John Legend type of man. And I'm going to be like, Sam, like,
wow.
I'm starving. Please, please pay my rent.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's going to be, I have a feeling, because you're just, you're just so fabulous, and I feel you're always like, oh my God, I met this person, or I ran into this person.
Stop. Or, no, you...
Your vibe is just so good.
You crack me up.
Good. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But are there any celebrities that you've met that, like, holy cow, like, this is
well, a big one? Okay, so one of the ones I always think about, and okay, I listen to, like... Probably my main medium for podcasts is, like, pop culture podcasts, where, again, they're always talking about pop culture and celebrities. Mm-hmm. Like, it's my thing, okay?
You should start a podcast, Sam.
It's like, well, you know, it's so funny. Like, sometimes I ask myself that, but I'm like, I just don't, I don't know. I don't know if I would want to turn it into, like, a thing where I felt like, okay, you know, it's like fun to me and my brain, you know, whatever, talking about it with friends, but I would just be scared to feel like, oh my gosh, like every week I have to,
I took a little break. You don't have to do it every week. You could do it every other week, once a month. You could do it, you know.
That's
I
true. Just,
I like love too, listening to what you have to say. So
oh I would be a listener. Well, that's so sweet. I feel like too, a lot of pop culture podcasts, sometimes they talk about like, you know, celebrities. I just don't really have a, like,
an attachment.
So it's like, oh, would I have to just talk about, you know, like dumb people, you know, not that they're dumb, but just people.
This is now turning into the, convince Sam to make her own. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So many people on those podcasts talk about, and I always think it's so interesting, like their weirdest celebrity encounter stories. And okay, so I always think about now, just cause I think it aged like so poorly. And it makes me so sad to think about now. So, okay. Back when we were in school, I still can't believe this happened. It was our sophomore year. So this was like 2013. I've met Aaron Carter at the Princeton Chipotle.
Oh, what?
Like, why was he there? But okay, so this is what happened. So So I'm with our dear writer friends, Sarah Catherine mm-hmm. and Danny. Oh, yes. And we're just getting Chipotle on a Sunday, right? At the good old Princeton Chipotle.
Good old Princeton Chipotle. Like,
it's
tried and true.
It's literally like a suburb, like yeah. Chipotle. It's like nothing special, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we're like sitting there. We just sat down to eat. And I see this guy in line, like with this girl. And I'm like kind of looking at him. And I remember being like, I turned to Sarah Catherine and Danny and I was like, you know, it's so funny. That guy, I swear that's what Aaron Carter must look like in person. Like I imagine when Aaron Carter's just like doing his normal business yeah. like that, I bet that's what he looks like. And so they look at him and then they look at me and then they're like, wait a second. Like, what if that is Aaron Carter?
Oh my God.
And then so he starts to like, he's going through the line, like getting his food. And then he had, you know, obviously this guy in line had tattoos on mm-hmm. his arms or whatever. And so we look up like Aaron Carter tattoos and the tattoos match. So we're like, holy.
You guys did some FBI investigation. Yeah,
like quick. It literally.
I'm so proud of you guys.
It had to be so quick too, because they're like, oh yeah. Okay, would you like guac? You know, like as yeah. he's moving through this line. So I remember he gets out of line and we're like trying to plan, like we have to go up to him. Like this is freaking Aaron Carter. So he gets out of line. He's like, at this point, he's like at the drink machine and he's already doing the thing where he's wearing a hat and he's like trying to like put his head down. Mm-hmm. And we're like, mm-hmm. oh, you are so Aaron Carter. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So we all just kind of.
You are so Aaron Carter.
You are so Aaron funny. Carter. Like, stop trying to not be. So thankfully, where we were sitting, he would have to walk past us on his way out the door. So once he starts walking towards us, like, thank God, Sarah Catherine's the one who gets up and she's like, excuse me, are you Aaron Carter?
Sarah Catherine would.
Right?
Like, Sarah Catherine Carter would.
Thank God. Thank God for her. So then I just remember he like looks up at us and he's just like, I don't know. Let's check my Twitter. And so he
Excuse
gets his phone.
Me? He's like, I would be like, never well, mind, he was sir. Like, have a good day.
No, it was like in a very playful, like,
oh, okay,
he was like
okay,
in
okay.
on, you know, he was just trying to play around with us or whatever. So he's like, I don't know. Like, check my Twitter. He like pulls his phone out and he opens his Twitter. And his last tweet, he's like, oh, look, Aaron Carter's last tweet. Chipotle.
Oh.
So it's like.
My God.
It's like him basically, you
I
know,
mean, sir, you could just say yes.
Right? Like, I know.
You could just say yes.
So
but.
From there, you know, he like set his stuff down. He's like talking to us, whatever. But what makes me like. Oh, I just think about it. Like, to this day, it makes me just sad just because of, like, the follow-through of, like, what has happened to him, especially within, like, yeah. the past 2 years. So yeah. he's, we're just talking to him, like, normal fangirls. Like, Aaron, we grew up with you. Aaron, like, the Lizzie McGuire episode, mm-hmm. blah, 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 whatever. And he's like, y'all, I'm making a comeback. I just did a concert for the Princeton Welcome Week. Like, I promise y'all, I'm coming back. And it was just one of those things where I just remember all of us being like, yeah, Aaron, like, we believe in you. Like, oh, I swear it like makes me cringe now to think about. Like, it's kind of sad that he's like having, he took the time to like have to convince yeah. us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just everything that's like happened since.
Happened after,
it just,
yeah.
oh man, it like, I just think about it. I'm like, oh, that did not age well, man.
Mm-mm. Oh my gosh. Well,
yeah.
I remember mm-hmm. one celebrity that I ran into. It was Alec Baldwin. And I was at a, I didn't, I'll explain. So I was at a play with back way before the pandemic. Maeve and I, Maeve Linsky and I, went to go see a play called The Whirligig.
Oh.
And it was a fantastic play. A lot of big people were in this play.
Yeah.
And we sat down, and it was pretty empty. It was, like, I think, still in previews. Mm-hmm. And we looked to our right.
Oh, my word.
And there's this guy sitting next to this very thin brunette woman.
She was there? Hillary?
Yeah. Yes. She was there. That Brazilian goddess.
Hilaria?
Brazil.
Oh, my word.
I think it's so funny.
I do,
that
too.
She's like, I saw her. There's a clip of her being like, oh, forgive the accent, but she also does one.
Yes.
What is this? And they're like, cucumber. Like, you're fucking America. Like, what the fuck? She's like, oh, I went to Brazil and, you know. And it's like, what the fuck? You know what a cucumber is. Anyway.
You are, like, basically as Boston as Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, how you like them apples. But anyway, we looked, and the girls were fighting. I was like, that's the reason why we noticed that.
Oh.
She, I guess, was like hungry. She didn't want to really be there. And he was like,
she's like, I want that one thing I don't know how to say.
How you say cucumber. and she was like hangry, I think. And he was like, well, like, we can't leave. Like, what do you want? Like, I'll go to the concession. Like, do you want something? And she was like, No, I don't want. And I was like, woo! And because of that, we noticed, oh, my God, that's Alec Baldwin and his wife.
Holy shiz.
And I was like, well, I want to say hi, but, like, we were, like, they were in a row in front of us,
uh-huh,
two seats away. So,
got
like,
it.
We were pretty close.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if this is weird. And then he was talking to some people, like, when he went to go get her something from concessions.
Yeah.
He, like, stopped and talked with people, but I was like, I don't know if he knows them. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't know. But that was my little interaction. And I kept, like, looking over, like, during the play.
Oh, of course.
Is he enjoying it? Like, is he enjoying it? What's going on?
Are they fighting? Like, oh, my gosh.
Are they fighting? Are the girls fighting? But, yeah, I thought they were going to leave during intermission, but they did not. So.
That is so funny. You saw not only him, but, like, them together.
Yeah, them together. It was pretty. It was wild. I was like, "That's Alec friggin' Baldwin."
Right? Did
like,
you?
Oh my god!
Right? Did you hear her? Just I can't help just because you know what's in the news with her and stuff. Did you hear her talk at all?
She was like mumbling.
Oh.
Like she clearly did not want to be heard by a lot of people, but I don't know if this is my mind making it up, because I know memory is very, you know, you can't trust it 100%.
Of course.
I don't think I heard an accent, because I remember I didn't know who she was. I was like, oh, that's his wife.
Right.
And
right.
Then years later,
oh boy,
I find out that she says she's from freaking Brazil, but
right,
she's from Massachusetts.
Right.
So I was like, I thought it was even funnier because I was like, oh, I didn't think of her as
having
someone,
yeah,
you know, a Latinx person.
Yeah.
And then she's from Boston. So.
Oh my gosh, how weird.
Yeah.
Oh, I love stuff like that.
That was my little celebrity bump in.
No, that's such a good one.
Yeah.
I love that.
But let's take a break.
Yes.
And then we're going to come back for some questions.
Woohoo!
All right. Meh. Hello, this is the third time that I'm recording this. If you want to ask a question that could be on the podcast, please follow at Grandma's Basement Pod or at Forever a Sloan if you would like to just take, if you just want to ask a question related to the topic. And you could be on the podcast, yada, yada, yada. This is going so good.
You killed
Samantha,
it.
We're killing it. We're killing it. So, I'm actually gonna throw some I'm actually going to throw some shade at the listeners a little bit.
Oh.
No one asked a question this week.
Wow, those are some fake freaking bizzles.
Yeah, fake friends, fake fans. But no, all peace and love. Peace and
yes.
love.
Yes.
But so these questions are from me and also your lovely parents. So I can't wait to get into this. My first question is,
yes,
would you want to be a celebrity?
Oh my gosh.
And I guess a B section of that question.
Uh-huh.
If so, what would you want to be a celebrity for? Like, what would you like to be known for?
Interesting. Oh my gosh. I mean, okay, I think the only way I don't know. Okay, so here's the like main thing that's important to me right now is right, is this, hold on, I'm trying to think of the way I want to answer this.
No, please take your time. Gosh. I know it's a big question. It's a big question.
It is
here. I'll share my answer.
Yes.
I believe I said this in a former podcast, but I want Judy Greer's career.
Okay, when you said that, literally, oh my gosh, my first what I just kept screaming in my head when you guys were having this conversation, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, you want to be that bitch from 13 going on 30?
Yeah, that's right. That is right. I want to be the fake friend
yes.
that works for Jennifer Gardner. I just love it because she's in so many yeah. things, like 13 going on 30, so many
right.
shows and movies that like are near and dear to our hearts, and she
totally.
Plays funny characters in them. But she's not, she can go to Duane Reade, she can go to the supermarket and not be bombarded. And if so, like, it's going to be like one person being like, hey, I love
hey, 13 I love,
going
sure.
on 30,
of
you know?
Course.
And she can still live her life, but she's a very, very successful comedic actress.
Right.
But, so that's my type of celebrity of what my answer would be. Yes, I would like to be one. Thank you very much. How can I sign up? And I would want a Judy Greer level tier
right.
of celebrity.
Right. No, I love that. And I do. I will say she makes me love to hate her so much because she's so good at her job. Like,
yes.
You know yes. what I mean? Like, whenever I think of Judy Greer, I'm like, oh, I hate her. But she's actually probably really great, like, just
yeah,
herself.
But she's that good of an actor,
you know?
That
right.
she made you hate her.
She has left such an impression on me as just, like, one of, like, the top assholes of television. Honestly.
She's good at it.
Or
she
of
plays,
film, you know?
She plays great, crazy people.
Yeah.
Her on Arrested Development.
Oh, right. Do you remember?
A masterful piece.
Do you remember that movie Jawbreaker?
Yeah,
she's in that too. She plays like her character in that just like kind of freaks me out. So I also think of that too.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it in a while. But I will never forget the opening scene where the Jawbreaker is in that.
I think of that.
I remember watching it for the first time, and that imagery. Has never left.
Let me
Every
tell you.
Every time I look in a trunk of a car,
yes.
I think that's what I'm going to see.
Yes.
And it really stinks.
I put a freaking Lindor truffle in my mouth last night. And every time I do that, I think, oh my gosh, like, I better be careful. Otherwise, I'm going to end up
but
like
that would melt very, very
That's true.
Fast. That would melt very fast because of milk chocolate.
I love
those things.
Right? Me
I sometimes
too.
Put two or three in my mouth and I'm like, I kind of think of it. And I'm like, no, it'll melt. It's fine.
I'm okay. It'll melt yeah. in my throat.
My body's almost 100 degrees, right? We're naturally 98 point whatever.
We're okay.
So we're fine.
Oh my gosh. But to, okay, I guess the... My go-to for answering this question is, okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to answer it this way.
Mm-hmm.
All I can think about and my, like, biggest dream in life, besides, mm-hmm. you know, having a family and all that stuff of my own, is to be on Survivor. That is my biggest
yes.
dream of my entire life, is to be on Survivor. Now, by no means, those people are not celebrities, and that's not what you go mm-hmm. on the show for, you know? Like, I want to be on that show because it is so special to me, and I want to play this game so freaking hard. But, obviously, it's a television show, So, like, I know they, you know, whatever. Like, people in the Survivor community, like, obviously love these people. I mean, adore, like.
No, it's, I totally agree. I'm a Big Brother fan.
Yes.
I've always wanted to be on Big Brother. So, I feel the same way. They are a tier of celebrity to me. Because I'm same. Like, oh my God, I've seen you play this game. I love your strategy. I think, like, you fall in love with them.
Right.
You follow them. I'm that person that buys the, you know, the 24-hour, you can watch them.
Like, exactly.
It's not even the show. It's, like, really boring.
Right.
And it's, like, you get to know these people so well.
Yes.
And especially on Survivor, where you see them, oh, my gosh, you're outside. Like, you're fighting the elements.
Right.
You're doing all of this stuff. No, I absolutely. I am team Sammy Funk on Survivor. Like, I... I am team Sammy Funk on Survivor. Like, get her there now.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you need someone to come that isn't a direct family member for a challenge, I will be there.
Oh, my gosh. Heck, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a good swimmer.
That would freaking rock. So if there are any
swimming challenges.
Okay, good to know. I'll put you on that.
Next, put me on the list.
Knock on wood. I get to fill out one of those lists. But yeah, I guess that's like the, in my head, the way to answer that question is it's like, that is something that like I want so badly. And like, I guess that's the tier of like accessibility. I, you know, like that's just going to happen naturally being in, you know, something like that. That's obviously like a TV film production. So
like a RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes. Almost. Yes.
Like that is a niche. Like if you love the show, exactly. You know the show.
Right.
And you are highly revered.
Right.
So
but otherwise they all have like, they go back to their normal lives and do whatever they want, you know?
So, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully you'll win and you'll have a lot of money to you know, do what you want.
That's the goal.
All right. So I have one last question for us. Well, we have a fun one. but what are our thoughts on child stars? And I guess like, I don't know. I guess, like, I always, I don't know if this is really a question, but more of, I always, because I've always wanted it when I was little, I was, like, fully convinced that someone would, like, recognize me and, like, say, oh, my God, like, do you want to be in this movie?
No,
no,
no.
Yeah, I, head in the clouds.
so get it.
But I always think of, I can still be a child star, right, guys?
Yeah.
I always think, like, Drew Barrymore made it out. Who else did? Hilary Duff, technically.
Technically,
I mean, teen star, I guess, is a different...
Well, I think, too, she... Even though I feel like a lot of people, including myself, would say, like, thank God Hilary Duff ended up being, you know, the, like... classy role model that we needed out of, you know, Disney in that time of childhood. But I mean, like, I know she has said herself, like, I had problems with my self-image, with like eating disorders, like all of that crap. So like, I feel like
it's just so damaging.
I think
that much attention that young.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a spoiled little brat at a young age. And that, look at me now.
Yes.
Did not help. It did not help. I could not imagine that turned up to 11. And, like, no one is saying no to you. I feel it's just, like, I think of the Olsen twins. I think, you know, it's, like, they never heard no. And I think that. It changes a person. It changes a person when you reach a certain level of success in celebrityism.
Right.
It really does change you. And even, and not, you know, some people can figure it out, but I feel like that does something to you mentally.
Yeah.
Like someone who's known throughout the world, like a Michael Jordan. Like, everyone knows who he is. Mm-hmm. You go to the highest mountain in the middle of Indonesia, and they know who frickin' Michael Jordan is.
Right, right.
And how much that's like being like an ex-president or something. Like, mm-hmm. everyone knows who you are.
Yeah.
And I could not imagine that having that at such a young age.
Well, and I think, too, you know, they always say that thing of, like, celebrities are stuck at whatever age they became famous.
Mm. Like, they're... They do say that?
They say that...
Mentally?
Mentally, their, like, maturity stays at whatever age it was that they became famous. I mean, literally think about, like... Aaron Carter, I think a big mm-hmm. one people talk about, like, I guess more in a, you know, because we all love her,
yeah.
and she's so positive, is, like, people say, like, Paris Hilton, she is forever mm-hmm. a 21-year-old. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah,
forever
yeah, yeah.
in our minds, she, mm-hmm. and I mean, I think hers, too, she will perpetually yeah. be 21 years old.
Yeah, it's really strange also seeing them... You see them sort of not aging for so long, and you have, you know, I think of Paris Hilton, exactly.
Yeah.
How I was watching The Simple Life like a month ago.
Bless.
And then I watched, she was on a guest for something, I forget, mm-hmm. but she was on the show, and it was odd seeing her age.
Yeah.
Like, and she doesn't look bad in any way.
No, she looks
fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, she's a woman now.
Yeah.
Like, not a young girl. Like, mm-hmm. she is, like, a full, like, 30-something-year-old woman.
Yeah.
And it was honestly a little odd
yeah.
to look at.
Totally.
Because it's just like, oh, yeah. Like, she's not going to be 21 forever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Exactly. She's, like, it's crazy to think. I think she's almost 40.
Yeah.
Like, what?
She looks great. Good
she looks amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember. I feel like I was going to say something else, but I can't remember. But, yeah, no, I agree with, I think that, like, basically your maturity staying at, you know, whatever young age. And then, yeah, just all that. I think about, too, okay, like, from my own, because I was the same way, like, being a kid who loved to sing, like, I wanted mm-hmm. to be like an actor, pop star, you know, yeah. whatever. What do you dream of when you're little?
Like Hannah Montana.
And
like,
yes,
yeah,
and
I'm the next Hannah Montana.
You
like,
know
what's up?
Who I remember being so freaking jealous of? Like, I literally hated her my whole like childhood. Freaking Dakota Fanning.
Oh,
yes. Because I was like, this is a girl my age who
yeah.
gets to do this.
Yeah.
Like, so freaking pissed.
I mean, honestly, I still kind of get that way, not with child stars, but with people that are like, oh, I'm 25 and I'm on
yeah.
like,
oh,
Pete
for
Davidson.
Sure.
I'm like, I get it. You're like a very, he's funny. Like, he really is. I
oh,
like his stand-up.
Peter.
But I'm like, freaking.
I know.
Ah! Like, no.
Right.
But yeah, it's a little nuts.
but yeah, it's like at the same time, I guess now that I'm like, you know, grown up, not being a child or teenager anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I think about, I'm like, oh, I got to have an actual childhood. I got to be an yeah. actual teenager. Like, I mm-hmm. would not change.
And develop mentally.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
and
really
like,
cool.
You know, live my, like, sweet little suburban, hello?
Suburban.
My sweet little suburb.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah, a little
time,
suburban life.
Yeah, yeah, growing up, like, I feel like basically now I'm like, oh, I always watched, you know, like, teen dramas and stuff being like, oh, my gosh, like, I just, like, want to act and, like, do what, like, Sophia Bush is doing, whatever. Mm. But now I'm like, oh, I got to live it. Like, yeah. I got to live the CW shows, you know, whatever. So
yeah, absolutely.
Maybe not as like dramatically, but
no. Well, none of those shows are based in any type
no.
of reality. So
no.
like, don't
absolutely
worry
not.
About it.
But yeah, that's just what I think of now. Is like, oh no, like
yeah,
I would not
yeah.
have wanted that.
Yeah, you just don't enjoy
to be a child star.
Your life, it's really. I don't know. Sometimes I wish we could have, like, three tries at our life, like the same life.
Oh, man.
But it's just, like, choose a different path for three different ways. Because I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to do this. I want to do this. But right. Like, I can't do it. Can't do it all.
Or, yeah, what would have this been like, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Like, even, you know, like, what if I went to school overseas instead? Or, like, where Ooh. Would I be? I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
Or didn't go to school at all.
Right.
Like, I wonder what, I don't know. I'm just very curious.
Yeah.
But, I have a, we have one last question from Mama Funk.
Oh, Mama Funk.
Which is simply Brittany or Taylor.
I can't believe she would choose violence.
She went there.
She chose violence.
She chose violence today.
Right? No, it's funny. Her and I have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Because for me, okay, so I'm going to kind of, like, cheat this question. Mm-hmm. Because I think before her and I had talked about, she was like, who is your all-time favorite, like, pop star, pop princess girl, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm very, very into, like, Taylor Swift and Ariana right now. Like, mm-hmm. those are yeah. my freaking queen idol.
Ariana people. Is, like, pretty, those new tracks that came out on the deluxe album.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Ugh, love them.
I'm obsessed. I also want to say I was thinking about this, like, as I was gonna come talk to you today, and since you mm-hmm. mentioned Pete Davidson, I swear I think about all the time, like, how we took for granted when they were together. Like, that just felt like such a special time in, like, pop culture news that I miss.
I think I talked about you with this. I think I said this to you as soon as they were engaged. I texted you, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, I give it 5 months.
Yeah.
Yep. I knew that that was not going to last.
I think,
was like, listen, peace and love. I hope the best for everyone, but, like, too young.
I think, like, I was so, like,
too young, too powerful. And
yes.
Rich. Too young, too powerful.
But it was
and rich.
So, it felt so, like, magical, like, everyone I feel like felt the whirlwind of it, that it's like mm-hmm. I wanted to believe it so bad.
Yeah
you know,
I mean, like,
at least that's how I feel.
Yeah, no, and
you know,
valid, but I hate to say it, I kind of feel the same way about this one that she just got engaged to.
Slow,
like, it
me.
Might last a little longer.
Okay,
but
can we talk about, again, since we're talking about celebrities,
yeah. No,
and pop
yeah,
culture,
this is what it is.
I think this is a perfect kind of like tangent
mm-hmm.
type thing. That, since we're talking about this, have you ever heard of celebrity blinds?
Blinds?
Celebrity, like, blinds are like blind items.
No.
Okay, so this is something I've ventured into. I've heard about them before.
Sam, am I about to spend a lot of money? Am I about to spend a lot of money on this?
It okay. is completely free, but knowing all you, right. you're about to, like,
am I?
You're going to invest in this. Like your time.
Yeah.
This is something, like, I know, like, at night, like, you know, we've joked about it, and you're like, oh my gosh, I just spent, like, 2 hours on TikTok.
Yeah.
Before you go to bed,
I do 3.5. So
you're gonna,
I don't know about you.
You're gonna do. I the other night I went through this blind items website for like 2 hours before I went to bed, and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to cut it off. But like, this is so.
Wait,
good.
So explain what it is.
So okay, this is what celebrity blind items are, and I fully ventured into this through quarantine, and like mm-hmm. my life is changed. Okay, so what? Celebrity blind items are, there's a few different websites for them. The main one that I go to, just because I think for me, it's like a little bit easier to read. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Blind Gossip. You can just search for them on Google. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the first thing that comes up. I also...
Oh my God, are we about to... Is it anonymous tea?
Yes. So
I think they have an Instagram
yeah,
as well.
They have they I follow them on Twitter and I think they have an Instagram too. But basically these so celebrity blinds have I think they've been around long enough now, and usually the people who are the anonymous creators behind mm-hmm. the you know website and stuff, they have so many ins to you know the entertainment world. And they have so many, I think, knowledgeable sources by now that it's one of those things where it's like this, it's like, it could be legitimate because obviously they've been around for so long and things have been like
confirmed
and proven, you know, just in like regular media that it's like, oh, I saw that in a blind item like a few months ago. It's crazy. Like it actually came true, you know? Mm-hmm. But then a lot of times it's like, you have to take it with a grain of salt, like. Just in case, you know, you just never know, like, don't necessarily read everything you read, but it's just, like, interesting to get into because sometimes they are factual. Like, I think one that was factual recently was the, remember how Mindy Kaling, like, had her son, like, out of nowhere?
No.
So Mindy Kaling had a baby in quarantine and completely hid her pregnancy. Yeah, I know. That was good my for reaction, her, man. Right? But people... People who've been into blind items, they reported this, like...
You know, they knew. They called it. They called saw it her at a grocery store or something.
And right. So that was something that ended up being true. But basically, where I'm coming with this is... Yeah. So they always tell their stories. They never name names, but basically they're, like... They give huge hints through their tales, and then at the bottom, like, you're supposed to comment, like, who do you think this is? Who do you think the person is they're cheating with? Like, blah, 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 blah.
Was the Kanye thing on there?
There's been stuff with Kimye that's been interesting. I'm gonna find... I'll find the one I was originally thinking of when you mentioned Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll read you another one regarding...
Okay,
so this story was released January 1st, 2021. Mm-hmm. And the story is called A Glitch in the Wedding Plan. So, as it goes. This should be a time of great joy for her. Engagement rings, romance, wedding planning, etc. However, there is a glitch. Somebody in this relationship isn't exactly being faithful. No, not him. Her.
No!
In quotes, she has been sleeping with, redacted, behind her fiancé's back. A one-night stand, a temporary fling, a last hurrah before marriage.
It's Pete.
And then, no. She has actually been seeing the other man for a while. By the way, the other man is older and famous, but probably not suitable husband material. Maybe that's why she is sticking with her fiancé. Does her fiancé know she is cheating on him? In quotes. He has no idea. He thinks that she is just friends with the other man. The truth is going to come out sooner or later. End quote. Why is she continuing with the engagement? End quote. She is in love with the idea of being in love and having a wedding and being married, and she really, really hates being alone. End quote. Our singer does have a history of moving from one relationship to the other rather quickly. Mm-hmm. End quote. However, if her fiancé finds out that she is cheating, it's really doubtful that her engagement will continue. End quote. We'll see if she makes it down the aisle with him. And then it asks who the singer is and who you think the guy is and what will happen. So, I want you...
You guys, I'm shook. I'm shook right now. I'm freaking shook right now.
When I read this, I was like, what? Who is it?
I mean... Who do you think?
So
it's old,
he's old? So I want you...
They said he's probably older?
I have, like, what people are saying... There's a majority of what people are saying in the comments right now. So obviously they're saying it's Ariana Grande. Who do you think the older guy is?
That's what I'm trying to pinpoint. I know it's her.
Do you want me to tell you who people think the older guy is? Because at first when I read it, before I got to the older guy part, I was like, holy shit, she's like with Pete again.
Yeah.
That's what I thought at first. Like you did.
Who?
I think you're gonna freak out when.
Okay, just tell me.
People think it's Jim Carrey. Oh,
there's no freaking way.
There's
no freaking way.
No, right? There's no way. There's no way.
Also, because I think he is not looking for that at all.
That's true.
Because of what he's been through in the past.
Right.
I know she's like a huge fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's him.
I don't either, but I just think it's so, because I think basically what people remember is like how mm-hmm. they recently became like so close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they recently became like good friends, and obviously her thing of like, he was my first celebrity crush, like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, it's funny to read, and it's, again, it's something, it's like, is this real, is this fake,
yeah,
right. Okay, and then I'll read you one more. That this one I for sure think is like definitely real, just because it's so believable. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So this one. January 9th, 2021.
Oh my god, blind... these are like... Have I... Okay, go.
Right?
Go.
Sorry, I swear. It's
like... I'm about to be obsessed, Sam.
Yes,
like, why do you do this to me?
You are.
Oh my god.
It's so... And see, this is a part of, like, celebrity that it truly just show... It, like, there's such a part of celebrity that it's like, oh my gosh... Everything is staged. Oh my gosh, we think we know everything about these people, but like they can make you sign an NDA agreement. Like,
mm-hmm.
how much do we really know? It's just all so interesting.
Yeah.
Because it could be true, but it's also a mystery, you know?
And people do it for clout sometimes.
Yes.
I see that a lot on TikTok of there was the freaking Kanye and Jeffree Star thing.
Yeah.
Was that girl from TikTok.
Exactly.
Rude lady. I do not like her very much.
It's like, it's again, it's wild that people have the accessibility to mm-hmm. make up things like that, and then they turn into like first grade media.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is reported from Blind Gossip on January 9th, 2021, and it's called mm-hmm. The Main House. Okay.
Oh my god. Okay, Sam, I think I'm just loving you reading these. I would just like listen to a podcast of you reading off of reading these stuff and just like talking about it. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Sam, I'll help you.
You are
Sam is starting a podcast, so please listen.
Oh my gosh, I love you. Okay. This is a blast. Okay. These two celebrities are said to be arguing over who gets the main house in their divorce. They're arguing because they each love the property and want to live there, right? Well, we have two things to tell you about this situation from two different sources. First, the wife is only pretending to love the house. In quotes. She hates that fucking house. She thinks it's hideous. She does not want to live there. It's his idea of a home, not hers. End quote.
Oh.
So, does she want to live there and raise their children there? In quotes. Oh, God, no. She wants it because it is one of their biggest assets. She will do or say whatever it takes to get it. Then she can sell it and buy something else. She actually has her eye on something that is in her sister's neighborhood. End quote. Second, the house isn't worth nearly what the couple is claiming it is worth. In quotes. When it comes to the house, those numbers are completely inflated. End quote. Gee, that's a shock. We can't believe that two chronic attention seekers would pretend to be worth more than they are. However, in divorces, most people try to downplay and sometimes even hide their assets. Why are they doing the opposite? In quotes. If this was heading to court, the actual value of assets like real estate and chattel would be presented and would likely become public. That might embarrass them. Inflating the numbers signals that they have zero intention of going to court. End quote. That makes sense. By the way, chattel equals personal property other than real estate, like furniture or clothes or a 20-carat diamond ring or a cow. But we digress. Back to those house prices, in quotes. If they do stay out of court, they can inflate the numbers as much as they want to the public. Hyperbole brings publicity. If you are trying to sell a property for the highest possible price you want, all the publicity you can get. Thus, it also clearly signals an intention to sell. When it does sell, it will be because it is land that has the value, not the house, end quote. So that's two votes for sell. And then it asks mm-hmm. who the couple is, and then will they get divorced? What will happen
Kim
to the house?
Kim and Kanye.
Yes.
It's Kimberly and Kanye.
100%. And I swear, like, I think this story is so good because I think people...
Oh, I buy it 100%.
Right? 100%. And people have always talked about, like, because their house is so freaking weird, people are like, there's
it's
no...
It's bare. Yeah. It's bare.
And there's no way...
It's white walls with, like, one chair.
Yes.
Like, it's not a real fucking house.
It's literally
Sorry
a museum.
Sorry for the profanity.
Yeah.
What's your profanity?
The profanity. No, it's literally a museum.
Yeah.
And I remember people saying, like, all these years, like, there's no way, like, Kim never, like, this is all Kanye's idea that Kim's mm-hmm. just been going with for their interior design.
I saw the kids' room. The kids' room is.
Yes.
Like, an insane asylum, it looks
yes.
like. It's
exactly.
awful.
Yes. So that was one I read that I was like, oh, this is for sure real.
Yeah. Oh my God.
No doubt about it. So.
But well, with that, let's take our final break.
Let's
and
do
we'll
it.
We'll be back with our final thoughts.
Whoop.
We're back with our final section, our final thoughts. Samantha, you have the floor.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. Well, I don't know what the takeaway is with celebrities. I just think, I mean, it's something, celebrities and pop culture is something I've been into like since I was a little girl, like watching random TV shows. So I've always, it's just something so fun. I think too, like, it's such a world where, like, truly I so believe in the statement, like, everything is staged. Like, you looking mm-hmm. at candid photos of celebrities, mm-hmm. no. Like, guess what? They called the paparazzi before they, moved their suitcases
yeah.
before they moved their suitcases out of their ex-husband's house to go move in with Harry Styles. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say.
Wait. side tangent.
Yes,
Olivia and Harry. I thought Olivia was with what's his face,
Jason
from?
Sudeikis.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so...
I didn't know they got a divorce, okay.
Well, so did you... This can also be a side thing, too. I forgot they were never... They were engaged for, like, 7 years, but they were never married. No.
Interesting.
So when it came out that they broke up, I remember thinking, like, oh my gosh, they're getting divorced. And it was like, no, they were never married. They just... Mm-hmm. Like, just crazy to... Like, I think everyone thought they were married, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But... No, that whole thing with them, it's like, I swear, it's like, oh, is this PR or are they together? And they're using they're using the PR crap out of it. And of course, mm-hmm. they're in a movie together.
Yeah. I'm like, it's,
you know,
like
it's
you were
just,
saying, back to what you were saying, everything is staged.
Like, oh my gosh. So, yeah, I guess it's just all in good fun. I guess if you are into, you know, just think about it. I guess next time you see like pictures of like celebrities like go viral, and I guess, yeah, just think about it like, oh yeah, does this look staged? It probably is. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's just a, I think it's a very interesting world. I think too, it's a world where, you know, the argument could be made like, oh, we know everything. Like even their secrets get around mm-hmm. like so fast just because that's how Hollywood is. But at the same time, I mean, like, there's things they easily hide behind, like, NDA agreements up the wall, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a fun, interesting world.
Yeah. And that's on that.
And that's on period.
And that's on period. well, Sam, I adore you so much. Thank you so, so much for being on the podcast today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. You know I'm always down to talk for hours about.
Oh, absolutely. And I know
anything.
You'll be back on the pod soon, and I cannot wait to have you back again.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you guys for listening, and please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Grandma's Basement. It really helps me out if you give me a nice review. I'll give you a little cookie if you give me.
Ooh, yummy, dude.
Yeah, your choice of cookie. Could be Levain, could be anything else.
Oh, do it. That's worth it.
Yeah. But thank you guys so much, and have a good rest of your day. Bye.
Ooh, bye.